ang inyong mga hardin sa labas ng bahay ay mas mapapakinabangan ng gusto kaysa maging dekorasyon lamang. Si Charles Solomon ay isang katutubong consultant ng mga halaman at nagtatag ng Garawana Creative. Ibinabahagi niya ang ilang mga tip kung paano masasama ang mga kaalamang aboriginal sa ating mga hardin para mapagtibay ang kabutihan ng isang pagkatao. Narito ang ulat ni Kimberly Gillen at Amy Chen Yu Wang na isinali natin sa wikang Filipino. Marami sa atin ang makapagpapatotoo na kung ang labas ng bahay ay nakakapagpasigla at ito ay sinusuportahan ng agham. Ipinapakita ng pananaliksik na ang 3 hanggang 5 minutong pagtingin sa mga puno, bulaklak o tubig ay maaaring makapag-ibuyo ng tugon sa pagpapahinga at makapagpapabawas ng galit, pangamba at sakit. Bukod dito, base sa isang pag-aaral sa mga pasyente ng ospital, napag-alaman na yung mga pasyente na tumitingin sa mga bintana na may madahong puno ay mas mananatiling sandali sa ospital at kinakailangan lamang ng kaunting gamot kaysa roon sa nakatinging madalas sa pader lamang. Habang anumang hardin ay maituturing na isang mabuting hardin, sinabi ni Charles Solomon na dalubhasa sa lokal na botanika ang paggamit ng mga kaalamang aboriginal sa pagtatanim ng mga halaman ay makadadagdag ng kapangyarihan sa paggamot.
Firstly, we have to identify what types of ways we want to heal firstly. You know, maybe stress relief or reduction, you know, improved well-being. Do we want a space that is physically engaging, that we do want to physically engage in, or that engages our senses in certain ways? A lot of our Aboriginal knowledge of plants, of animals can be brought to life, and those stories can really be brought to life in a way where we can really connect with our natural spaces, which gives our natural spaces a sort of deeper meaning and, you know, deeper layers.
Ang hilig ni Solomon sa mga tutubong halaman ay nagmula noong bata pa siya.
My grandfather, who's a Narigo man of Monero people, he grew up living the traditional way. He grew up living and understanding the land, and he passed down a lot of that knowledge to my family and myself. And that sparked, I guess, a very initial interest and respect of the land.
Ang paglikha ng sarili mong nakakapaghilom na hardin ay makakahusay sa lokal na ecosystem at makakaakit din ng natatanging atraksyon para sa ibang tao.
By bringing native endemic plants into our gardens or into our spaces, we are doing so much for the environment just from that alone. From a scientific perspective, we are contributing to the natural biodiversity of our surrounding. Therefore, we are improving the life of native animals and native plants.
Di tulad ng mga harding Ingles na nasa ayos ang itsura, sinabi ni Solomon, ang katutubong harding Australiano ay mas kalat-kalat.
We try and mimic the natural Australian environment because it is so beautiful. Although it's not perfectly neat, there's something about the plants and the animals and the shapes of our landscapes that are very, very unique.
Inirekomenda ni Solomon ang pagtatanim ng sariling bush medicine at iminumungkahi niya na simulan ang isang puno ng tiyak.
Depends where we are in Australia because different plants have different requirements as far as climate and rainfall go. So that obviously does limit your selection depending on where you are. So there's many types of tea tree that are quite widespread in different parts of Australia. So either the Melaleuca or the Leptospermum species, and it's quite easy to Google the methods in making your own tea tree oil, and a lot of that information is approved and online, so, you know, very accessible to everyone. So, you know, it can be quite a fun process.
At ang mga katutubong halaman tulad ng madahong coastal banksia flowers ay hindi lamang nagbibigay kulay.
The coastal banksia is used to traditionally sweeten water, so it's a natural water sweetener. So in full flower, they come in all different color flowers, from white, yellow, red. It was traditionally put in a what's known as a koolaman, a wooden bowl or basket, to sweeten water.
Ang Lumandra logifolia, nakilala rin bilang basket grass, ay isa pang paborito ni Solomon. Ito ay madaling lumago sa buong Australia at magagamit din para sa sining at patubig.
Traditionally and till today, we still use it to basket weave, to weave things like eel traps or string or all these different types of things. So it has all these different traditional uses. So it can be very much used in everyone's garden. So I recommend that use because people can then go and engage with local Aboriginal groups and organisations to learn how to basket weave, to learn how to bring back all those traditional uses of the plant.
Sa maraming siglo, ginagamit ng mga aboriginal ang mga katutubong halaman para magsalaysay. At mahilig si Solomon na gumagamit ng mga lokal na kwento para gumawa ng mga hardin na may iba't ibang patong. Kamakailan lamang, siya ay kabahagi sa paglikha ng isang hardin sa National Arboretum na ipinagdiriwang ang Mununja, isang paru-paru. Isang mahalagang tampok na hardin ay ang umakit ng mga paru-paru para sumalamin sa mga kwento ng mga lokal na nunawal na tao.
But also the plants have traditional uses, so it might be from medicinal to practical tool use to food. So it has so many different layers to the concept.
Makokontak ninyo ang inyong konseho para makita kung may mga lokal na katutubong organisasyon o mga nakatatanda na makakatulong na unawain ang mga lokal na halaman sa inyong lugar.
Most major cities around Australia, there would be cultural hubs or cooperative services, Aboriginal community services. They would have a lot of information on who to contact in terms of understanding the local uses of the plants.